A recent shakeup within the Alaska Crossings program is all part of what AICS management is calling a preemptive restructuring plan. In the past 2 weeks, the Crossings program has seen 8 layoffs, as well as the resignation of former program director Stephen Perzunka. In the midst of these changes, AICS facilities manager Steve Helgeson has been hired to take over as the new Crossings program director. He says what they're dealing with is regulation changes coming from Crossings' main funding source, Medicaid.
What we are doing in order to make sure that the Crossings program remains vital and sustainable is to take measures to bring its budget for next year into balance, taking into consideration our best estimate of what those new regulations, the effect of those new regulations on our revenue.
As for the recent layoffs in administration, there was 4 full-time positions laid off, 3 full-time positions reallocated, and 1 full-time position moved to seasonal. And for the Crossing shop, 4 part-time seasonal positions were eliminated, and 1 position was reallocated. Along with the layoffs, Helgeson says they are trying to reorganize how the program is run.
So we've had to do a number of things, and a number of them have been difficult. We've had to eliminate some positions. We have consolidated some departments of the Crossings program within the larger organization. And we've made cuts across the board in Crossings expenditures in order to bring its budget into balance. And that's the only way that we can keep the program sustainable and viable. It has to operate with a balanced budget.
Helgeson says the layoffs were not easy, but says they're necessary to make sure the organization and program stay afloat in the next fiscal year. He says at this time, AICS is working on a plan to incorporate the Crossings program and its employees into the wider AICS organization.
One example of what we've done is to integrate the case management, billing, and QA system for the Crossings program into that same system that already exists for the rest of the agency.
As for an immediate solution to any potential cuts in Medicaid, Helgeson says they have restructured next year's wilderness expeditions to 15 and shortened them from 51 days to 34 days. At this time, he says employees are working harder to cover the positions that were laid off.
As the funding situation, keeps changing, there's a possibility that as we adapt to the new regulations, we may be able to grow the program out some. We'll just have to wait and see how those regulations come down. But there's no question that the most difficult decision we've had to make is to eliminate jobs and lay people off. It's a painful experience.
In the weeks to come, CEO Mark Walker, CFO Georgiana Bueller, and Crossings Director Steve Helgeson will be developing a number of strategic plans for what the Crossings program can potentially offer in the future and how it will operate within the AICS organization. AICS offers services that include primary care, dental service, a pharmacy, community behavioral health, and senior and disabled services. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.